Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we're taking a little bit of an inside look at a different way of serving through the Jefferson Community Foundation, something called Giving Circles. And we have with us today Alicia Kleiner, Manager of Engagement, and Dale Nino, a participant in a giving circle. And I've been very curious about this function within the Jefferson Community Foundation. Welcome, Alicia.
Hi there.
And Dale, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
I'm glad to have you because I'm very curious. Now, I was going to say, I'm always careful to be reminded of how we might have folks here who are relatively new to the region and might not even know about Jefferson Community Foundation. So let's set the stage, if you will, a little bit about what that organization does, and then we'll drill a little deeper into the giving circles, Alicia.
Okay. So Jefferson Community Foundation, or as I'll refer to it as JCF, was founded in 2005 by and for the people of Jefferson County. It was started with the intent of supporting nonprofits in this region and helping make them be as strong, as effective as possible. It's also community foundations are a vehicle for donors to maximize their tax dollars, to receive tax breaks through opening funds, to have the most informed information about where to put their money. All of those are functions of a community foundation.
I've had the wonderful opportunity as a nonprofit volunteer to attend some of the workshops that you offer as well. Things like just how to write a grant.
And, exactly.
Yes. And so it's just really, really cool that this organization kind of ties together an umbrella, if you will. Now, under, you know, actually giving, we think about giving with, you know, time and talent, but this idea of giving circles is a really unique donation vehicle. Could you, Alicia, define for us what a giving circle is, if you wouldn't mind?
So it's a group of people who come together and pool their money for a greater impact. So the first giving circle through Jefferson Community Foundation started in 2008, and it was called Women Who Care. And it was a group of 13 members who decided to each pool they each gave $1,000, pooled their $13,000 together, and made a collective grant. And nationwide, it's the fastest growing vehicle of philanthropy, and has, I think the statistic is, giving circles, there's around 1,500 in the country right now, and they've given like $1.3 billion.
I've actually been a member of a couple of giving circles. There's one called Dining for Women, which decided instead of spending the money at a restaurant, they would take all of their combined dollars for dinner in-house, do a potluck, and vet out. It had been vetted by the national one nonprofit. So nationwide, all these people are doing a potluck and checking out this organization that they're supporting. Dale, so you are a member of a giving circle, and are you relatively new to the county as well?
We moved here about 2.5 years ago from the Bellevue and Seattle area, and we're following a son here and grandkids, but we decided to move full-time here, so we've been finding ways to get involved.
Yeah. Well, how in the world did you find the giving circle?
We started going to a church in Uptown, and one of the members of our church, Joanne Rittmiller, invited us to this giving circle. I hadn't really heard much about it. And with her invitation, it was personal. And we heard a little bit about the concept, as Alicia just defined, a group of people who were working together in the community. We thought it was a great opportunity to figure out a way to connect.
To get impact.
Yeah.
And so is that the typical experience for you, Alicia, when someone is, I mean, is it word of mouth, personal invitation, getting involved in a giving circle? Do you find much outreach happening in that area for you?
outreach in that we need to find people?
On your side, are you developing giving circles, or is it just kind of an organic process with the giving circles of the community foundation itself?
At this point, it's been organic. I will say most of ours have been traditional. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one person comes up with an idea or a group of people and they recruit their friends.
So as we think about giving circles as distinctive from other funding mechanisms through the Jefferson Community Foundation, I noticed that you had something called Field of Interest Funds. So that's not to be confused with a giving circle. There's a broad charitable interest area. And then there's this giving circle thing. So
Field of Interest Funds, let me interrupt you for a second, are more, we act as the back end fiscal sponsors for some of the larger organizations in the county, for instance, Fund for Women and Girls and United Good Neighbors. And we provide all of the back-end support for those organizations so they can focus on their causes. Now, giving circles are different. They're more of a mechanism of engaging donors at, I would say, a mid-level. $1,000 isn't a low level to everybody, but it's a way to take $1,000 and parlay it into a $15,000 grant, you know, between $12,000 to $15,000, depending on how many people are in your group. But you just have a greater impact and you can see a greater result from the money that you give.
I think it's incredibly compelling from that intimate connection with the donation that you're making. Now, Dale, so you were invited personally, and how long you've been participating in a giving circle?
This is the second year.
We
made a grant last year after spending a year figuring out what we cared about and doing research in the community into the needs and who was doing good work to meet that need and what help would move them along in a good way.
So let's back up a little bit. So you got invited. So there was an existing giving circle, or were you part of a developing group of people that said, hey, let's coalesce, let's crowdsource, let's do something together?
This was a brand new network.
Okay.
So a couple of people invited a group of about 13 of us.
Okay.
Many were couples. And we learned about the concept of pooling our money. Then we started talking about, at the first few meetings, what do we care about most?
Structure is a little bit brainstormy at first for the group. Okay.
So we came up, for instance, with a couple. We wanted to do something that would meet basic human needs, like housing is a big issue here. Mm-hmm. And another was empowerment for youth and young adults so that they would gain skills getting into their life so they could navigate all the ups and downs and choices you have to make to be a healthy, functioning adult.
So how long did you live in this brainstorming mode before you kind of landed on direction of interest?
I think a couple of months, because you're getting to know each other. You're new. There are brand new members to the community. There are people who've been here 8-9 years, some who've been here 25 years. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different levels of understanding of the community. And then we spent quite a bit of time going out and doing research and interviewing agencies. And this is where the foundation's really helpful.
So agencies as in candidates or other service providers? Tell me more about
service providers.
Okay.
So for instance, if we were interested in basic human needs and we were learning as we explored that there's a huge housing crisis in the area. So the Community Foundation was able to help us say, well, here's a handful of agencies that are working in this area. Go talk to them. And some of the long-term members of our group were already doing some volunteer work. But it was a way for us to understand the community.
Kind of your due diligence phase, if you will, once you've targeted a couple of...
Right.
Yeah.
When you think about people are always moving into this community. And people who come here usually they love the geography. It's on the water. They love the beauty and the quaintness of the town. They love the walkability. There are many things that they love here, but we really don't understand the community. So when we get in this giving circle, it's a chance to poke around and really see what are the very different ways people are experiencing their lives here.
Mm-hmm.
People who are on the low end, people who are on the high end, people who are young, people who are old, people in the middle, you know, doing businesses.
Yeah.
So you can learn so much. Because most of us come here and we want to do more than just sit on the porch.
You want to get involved, absolutely.
We want this to be a vital community. Mm-hmm. And we've done this our whole lives elsewhere, and now we're here and we have this energy and we have insights, but every community has a slightly different set of circumstances.
It really is a connected, intimate way of getting involved through that, you know, combination of factors of getting to know your group that you determined, right, and the focus of interest. If you're just joining, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, and I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. Today I'm speaking with Dale and Alicia from the Jefferson Community Foundation on the topic of giving circles. And Dale is one of a member of a giving circle that's not so newly founded, but it's been around for a couple of years. And Alicia, as they begin to build their giving circle, do you resource them with a template like what's an appropriate size, what's an appropriate amount, what are some liability concerns when they go poking around, if you will? How does JCF support giving circles development?
So we do have some documents that we bring to the table, and we, you know, I'm new to the community as well. So one of the ways that I'm finding out about the community is by being involved with these giving circles. And what I've seen is that the people that are in them are more engaged and they're giving and volunteering more in the community. When I look back on our donors at JCF and our community builders, they're people. You see the legacy of giving circles within our donor list because people, they get involved in these and they get a like kind of a fire lit under them and they want to be more involved. And you start to see the ways that you can have an impact. So we...
Do you sit in on the giving circle?
Mm-hmm,
you do,
so I see. Which is how I got the joy of meeting Dale and all the other people in that group. We started this year with three giving circles that are active. One has since broken off, and they're focusing just down in Quilcene in their area. That they were already a South County focused group, but we gave them their blessing and they're working down in that area. So this year we're starting off with two. Dale's group is in their second year, and you usually make a 3-year commitment.
Oh, that was my next question.
Yeah.
How does the continuum work?
Right.
And if someone passes away or moves away, do you slot a new person in? I mean, how does that work?
So the other one that we have that's currently active is the Better Living Through Giving, and this is their 6th year. So
they did
their 3-year cycle, and they said, well, we still enjoy this, so we want to keep going. Now, their process has reduced. They don't meet as often as Dale's group. They meet every month. They took the summer off, but otherwise they meet every month. This other group meets probably 4 times, maybe, I think, in the year. And they've already kind of honed what are the areas of interest that they care about and what they want to give their money to. And they kind of just, they make some, you know, they're just more concise in their
approach.
Their
life cycle is different at
right.
for each giving circle. So you're in the second year, you've
right.
granted. So take us past the due diligence. Now the group has, do you interview candidates, or is it really anonymous? How does the next step happen?
We do have some face-to-face. And once we've zeroed in on the agencies and the need, and we've identified projects that agencies would want to have $10,000 or $12,000 for, then we narrow it down to a couple and ask them to do a 1-page description of how they would spend that money. And then we invited 2 agencies to come and spend about 20 minutes to 30 minutes with us to try to make it easy and not burdensome on them, but where we had a chance to ask questions. And then we made our final decision.
So you're not advertising this. You really are saying, we as a group right. have decided this particular demographic topic need,
right.
and here are 4 possible candidates, and you send them a letter or a contact of some kind. And then from there, you vet them as a group, you listen to their needs, and you evaluate. What are some of the criteria, once you've gotten a discussion or visit with folks, what are some of the criteria for success of funding to an organization?
Well, we had discussions on, would you want to give our $12,000 to an initiative that required $150,000? So it's $12,000 is a part of that $150,000, but it's not the bulk of it. Or would we like more of a standalone project where $12,000 would be what is needed to do this next activity, this next initiative for a group? We tended to settle towards, our preference was, at least in the first year or two, to have a smaller manageable grant where if we gave that, we could see the result of that.
Yeah.
But we're open, as this evolves, to being a part of a much bigger initiative. So those kinds of...
Do you have a metrics of success? And, you know, it's much like awarding a grant. You know, do they meet this? Do they meet this? Are there metrics that you set up as a group? Loosely or formally?
It's things like, how well is this agency working in this particular area? Mm-hmm. And do they have something that they could clearly use the funds for in an effective way?
Which is where JCF comes in, too, because we have that, you know, with Jen Kingfisher runs the Nonprofit Resource Center at JCF, and we have intimate knowledge of, like, what the nonprofits are doing in the area and what programs are innovative and what programs are, you know, kind of help. We kind of help as well, like, suggest things that would be appropriate.
Kind of give them some bumpers on the guidelines. You know, before we run out of time, I want to make sure we let folks know how they could reach you if they're intrigued by this and want to learn more about Giving Circles. Alicia, what's the best way to contact someone at JCF about this?
Well, they can reach us on our website, which is jcfgives.org. Or they can call us at the office as well, which is 360-385-1729. And just ask for Alicia. I'm the person in charge of Giving Circles. We have a couple coming up this year. I just do want to say that over the course of 10 years, that $200,000 has been given out to Jefferson County through Giving Circles.
Through the Giving Circles.
And about 80 participants.
That's fantastic.
It's pretty amazing. And there's a lot of room for it. And we have some opportunities coming up this year. So if you're interested at all, just get a hold of us.
And if someone wanted to talk to a member about that, you could facilitate, you know, an insider's look, if you will. Mm-hmm. Because I think it just is a happenstance. And I think, you know, to just be randomly invited, that's one way. But to be more intentional would be really lovely to find out if there's, you know, there's a listener out there, I'm sure, today who wants to do this. I'm very confident.
Well, yeah. I will say that one of our Giving Circle members is leaving for the year, and she is offering her seat in their Giving Circle by proxy. And she's actually given two additional seats away. So there's
an opportunity to slot into something already organized.
With the purpose of diversity and, you know, kind of changing the voice scape within the Giving Circles.
Well, I think there's probably more to pick up on this conversation.
Alicia,
thank you for coming in today. And Dale, welcome to the community and way to get involved. I really enjoyed meeting both of you.
Thank you. This
has been really fantastic. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations like this to the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and maybe find a giving circle today.